Time for a little, a little bit of a change-a-roo. It was about a year ago that we announced that Mike Rogers had had decided to retire from Flames Radio after a great stint as color man. And then last year we had Peter Marr announce his retirement. And of course we had his press conference and did quite a bit with that. And, you know, we've got a few more surprises with Peter Marr coming up. But it was time to look for a new play-by-play team. And Peter Labardius came in last year, as we've known Lou for a long time in this market. He has done a lot of play-by-play. He's done a lot of hockey, and found out that he can do baseball too. Saw him doing the Okotoks Dogs. So let's get our first guest on. We'll get the big news a little bit later. I'll just kind of build a little bit. Let's get Peter Labardius on right now. And how about that fancy new phone? Can you hear me?
I love it. I love that kind of a ring.
that's pretty good. You missed it, Lou. The big news here about 5 minutes ago, we saw someone driving down the C-Train tracks, you know, some rental car. It was hilarious, horns and stuff. The stuff you see outside this window, I'll tell you. It's pretty cool.
I understand the greatest thing is you can look out and they can't look in.
That is exactly true. So I think, you know, most people, you know, figured this out, but it is official. You are back as color broadcaster on Calgary Flames Radio. Last year, it was your first, kick at the can from that side of the booth. Did a fantastic job with the legend Peter Marr. And we are so proud to have you back. We've got you signed. You're going to do it. And Calgary's going to be your home. And one of your homes anyway. And give me your thoughts on coming back on a team that's got some real neat upside and some real potential.
Well, Kelly, first of all, I just want to take time to thank you and, putting me in that chair and giving me that opportunity last year. And I've said it so many times in this very radio station that I'm just very, very thankful. And I so enjoyed my year last year, not only, you know, having the opportunity to work with a legend in Peter Marr. So for that, I will always be forever grateful. But I so enjoyed last season of Flames hockey, the way they worked, the way Bob Hartley and his coaching staff had that team go about its business, and it of the 4 years that I have followed that team on an everyday type basis, I really, really enjoyed last season. I enjoyed the new role. It was a great time. It was a great learning experience. And to put it as bluntly as I can, I'm very, very thankful, and I can't wait for the new season and the new partnership.
Yeah, it's coming soon. We're going to be sending you guys to Penticton for the rookie camp, and that is coming up in, about 2 weeks. It's going to be pretty special. I guess we should announce, Lou, that we've got we're going to break some more ground, something that you maybe thought you weren't going to do, but now you are going to do. Sweet Jesus, he's going to be on Twitter. Lubo is going to be on Twitter.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It is going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later. You have a few things broached your way, and eventually, even the old guys get broken down a little bit.
Yeah, so looking forward to it.
I haven't yet come up for sure with an address. I think I know if it's available, what I'm leaning towards. And yes, very, very soon, our terrific listeners, and so appreciate them and all their support over the last few years with all the radio time I've done. Yes, they'll be able to reach me in that way for the first time.
Absolutely. And kind of as a bonus, we are going to do a bit of a switcheroo. We're going to have Pat Steinberg, who does such a fantastic job of the pre and the post and the overtime call-in show. He's all things Calgary Flames. He is going to be hosting Hockey Central at noon, the Calgary edition. And as a bonus, you're going to be a daily fixture on that show. So that's going to be very cool.
Yeah, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. It's a show that I'm delighted to have Patty on a regular basis. We've had a lot of fun the last few years getting to know one another better and developing some good chemistry. And I just hope that's a show, too, that we can help take to a different level as time goes on, as it's been introduced in the last couple of years. So,
absolutely.
Yes, I look forward to that as well.
Yeah, it's going to get busy here, and it's my favorite time of the year. It starts to get a little bit cooler. You get the NFL going, get the training camps going, the Hitmen going. I love it on sports radio. So That's Peter Labarde. He is back as the color broadcaster for Flames Radio. He will also be on Twitter, as you heard, and part of the Hockey Central at Noon show with Pat Steinberg. Looking forward to that.
Really
so
cool.
Okay, so now we need a play-by-play guy. And Josh, it took a while. We had interest from all over North America.
Yep.
I think people ask me about this, and I can tell people about 154 applicants.
Wow.
So a lot of people wanted to know about, hey, what about Flames Radio from all over the place? And then we started to narrow things down, and we had a panel and talked and retalked, and then it was time to make a decision. And what we decided to do, because it was overwhelmingly the right thing to do, was to hire Derek Wills from the Hamilton Bulldogs to be the new voice of the Calgary Flames. I'd never talked to Derek before this job opened up, and have got to know him in a short period of time, and got to, obviously check into this guy and really check into him. And fantastic. He has been, and we'll talk a little bit more about him when we get him on the line here, but longtime voice of the Hamilton Bulldogs, which is the Montreal Canadiens farm team. He has seen just about every NHL player go through there. He's got fantastic contacts and a incredible professional. So Calgary, let's introduce him to you right now. Derek Wills, the new voice of Flames Radio, joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Derek, welcome to Calgary, my friend. How does it feel?
It feels surreal in a way, but so exciting. This is something I've been working towards for what feels like my entire life. But in reality, the last 13 seasons in the American Hockey League and about 20 years in broadcasting. So thanks to you, Kelly, for being the guy who's given me an opportunity to realize my dream of becoming a National Hockey League broadcaster in a world-class city like Calgary and for a fantastic organization in the Flames.
So, Derek, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an Ontario guy. We know you've done the Hamilton Bulldogs, but you're married and you're ready. You're already getting ready to settle down in the Calgary area.
I am married with no children, but one dog, a boxer named Zoe, and my wife Jen and I have a nice little family. Hopefully, it'll become a little bit larger in the years to come, but. Yeah, I'm from a small town in southern Ontario, Port Colborne, and grew up in a hockey family. My dad was the founder of the beginners program in my hometown, and I was on skates at about 2.5 years old. And about a year later, I realized I wasn't going to be the next NHL superstar. And in high school, I got into broadcasting, working behind the scenes, and then eventually in front of the camera, and really discovered a love for play-by-play. So that's been my passion personally and professionally for the last 15 to 20 years, and calling hockey games really puts me in a happy place. And I can't wait to work alongside of Peter, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and Pat, and everybody there at Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's going to be a great team, and I think an exciting young Calgary Flames team to call games for, and I can't wait to get to town.
Well, it's going to be cool. So you're making your way out to Calgary, doing that trip like so many people from Ontario seem to do, to come out to the great province of Alberta. So we're going to let you guys go. I know you and Lou have talked already and done your thing, and you're going to be hanging out a lot, and we'll be talking to you guys a whole bunch once training camp gets going, and obviously Penticton. But welcome aboard. Welcome back, Lou, and welcome aboard, Derek Wills.
Thanks so much. And I just want to say, I just want to say one thing that really, I've known Derek since about 2002, 2003, and hardworking, diligent. I'm delighted that he's gotten this opportunity, and really, really look forward to sharing a lot of time with him over the next few years, and hopefully for a long, long time.
Perfect.
Well, I'm excited to be working with Peter, and honored to be following in the footsteps of a legend like Peter Marr. What a tremendous honor that is for me. And I can't wait to come to Calgary. It's a great city, and already bought a house in Cochrane. Looking forward to moving into there in October. And if fans want to follow my journey from Hamilton to Calgary over the next 4 days, they can follow me at Fan960 on Twitter. It should be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. There's Derek Wills. And Peter Labarde, our new play-by-play team.